I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Symphony celebrates its 50th anniversary with the 2015-2016 season, featuring a special range of performances, including return appearances from conductors Marin Alsop, Giancarlo Guerrero, and Miguel Harth Bedoya. The symphony will also be joined by such notable guests as cellist Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Andre Watts. The season begins on Thursday, September 24th with An American in Paris. Music director and conductor Donna Eel-Rachev is here with me in the KLCC studios to preview the season. Nice to see you again.
Great to be here.
Well, the season's program seems to be a journey across the globe and across eras of time. Tell me what the overall journey is and why you've structured it this way.
I really thought about this season as a very important season for the orchestra. You know, being 50 years old doesn't happen every year. I thought that we need to make a special season, create a special season with which to show everybody here what we do in the best sense and connect with every different strata of the community. We decided to make a season who is going to take us in a journey, if you like to say, to different cultures of the world that in a way create this great melting pot of cultures that's the United States. And it's different than any other country in the world for the way that it's created. And of course, we'll finish the season with the Beethoven Ninth Symphony, which kind of unifies everything, right?
The season begins with An American in Paris, which includes the world premiere of a new piece by a young composer, Mason Bates. Tell me about him and why you chose his work to launch this season.
Mason Bates, for whoever doesn't know, is probably the biggest name of a young composer in the United States of America. Mason works with the Chicago Symphony. He's been a composer in residence there for a while. But of course, he writes music now for a lot of big organizations, not just in the United States, but in the world. So I'm incredibly, incredibly happy that we can premiere a piece by him, and not just premiere a piece by him, but start the season in that way.
And what else in the program will you surround Mason Bates' new work with?
The main piece in the program is the American in Paris by Gershwin, a piece written by one of the best American composers about this big French city. And then we will do two other French pieces, the Saint-Saëns' third violin concerto, as well as Ravel's Rhapsody Espagnole and the premiere by Mason. So it's kind of American-French concert, very colorful.
And then it's on to South America with the first of three appearances by returning conductors, including in this case Miguel Harth Bedoya. Talk about how that show highlights Miguel's connection to South America and in particular Argentina.
Doing music by Ginastera is as Argentinian as we can go. And Miguel, everybody knows him, you know, of course he's been here, but even after the time he was here, he's been playing so much music from his native South America and his native Peru, but of course any other music from South America, and Ginastera is probably the biggest composer that they had there. So I'm incredibly happy that Miguel will be back in Eugene, of course, to conduct his orchestra that he's been conducting for all this time in a program that will show off everything that Miguel is about, and also show off everything that our orchestra is about too, because it's a very colorful concert, and this orchestra likes doing this kind of things.
Well as the regular season of the 50th anniversary season of the Eugene Symphony, there's two special concerts as well. one involving Yo-Yo Ma and the other one involving Marin Alsop. So tell me how those complete the season and this overall journey.
When audience hears this little name, Yo-Yo Ma, there is one reaction from everywhere. Yeah! And there is a good reason why that is happening. I've seen Yo-Yo Ma numerous times. Every concert with him is an occasion. And now he will play with us the Dvorak cello concerto, the king of the cello concertos. That will be fantastic. Also, we'll do three other pieces from that's our Eastern European concert. The orchestra will play the first Bulgarian piece that they have ever done. It's called Rhapsody Vardar. It's one of the most beloved Bulgarian pieces in my country. So I wanted the first piece I'm going to do here from my country to be this one. And then about Marin Alsop. Well, what can one say? She's a very important name in conducting world, very important name for Eugene. It's wonderful that she will come and do this special concert with us and reconnect with the audience that always liked her during all these years.
It's been quite a run of 50 years for the Eugene Symphony overall, and such a rich tradition of music has been established here. Where would you like to see the Eugene Symphony go for the next 50 years, if that was up to you?
Well, there are many different things, but one thing that I'm trying to do while I'm here is for our orchestra to become absolutely indispensable part of the community. Not that it hasn't been. It's always been very connected, but I want to take this to a degree as high as possible through the means of what music we play, like this season, for example, or where we play. I would like us to get out of the health center, go to different, and we are starting to do this. This next season, we'll have events like that where we might play chamber music in the museum or in the library or in different places that are unusual for us, and connect with the community. Of course, very important is our performing and connecting with the schools too, because of course this is the future audience for everybody, for all the classical music everywhere. So just show them what we do, show them how exciting is what we do. I tell to everybody, don't think that classical music is sweet and boring. It's exactly the opposite. It's dangerous and loud. It is a real spiritual experience. Opens things in people's heads and minds and hearts that they even don't know that they can connect with.
Well, thank you so much for all you've already contributed to the symphony and the community and for all that you're continuing to bring.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thank you.
Dane Ilrachev, music director and conductor of the Eugene Symphony, celebrating the symphony's 50th anniversary season with a series of concerts that span the globe and many eras, beginning with An American in Paris on Thursday, September 24th. For complete information on the season, eugenesymphony.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.